91X News.
It's 13 degrees and overcast. I'm Tim Baer with 91X News. Some students and staff at Loyalist College arrived to school this morning to find some racist messages posted on bulletin boards, business cards promoting a website that supported the racist message appeared around the school but have since been removed. Loyalist College spokeswoman Diane Spencer says racism will not be accepted.
That is absolutely not condoned, and this is the first time that I've been made aware of this, but I can assure you that the material will be removed from any bulletin boards where it's appeared.
Spencer says bulletin boards are monitored regularly to prevent cases like this. It was a success last year, and this year's campaign looks to be no different. The United Way of Quinte is in the middle of its annual campaign to raise money for its 46 member agencies. Judy Gilbert is the executive director for the nonprofit organization. She says she is confident this year's campaign will bring in 100% of its goal.
Anytime an organization can, with the help of the community, raise $1.63 million, that is a significant success.
So far, the Quinte branch has brought in 36% of what it's looking for. Gilbert encourages the communities to help and says every little bit counts. The campaign runs until the second week of December. The Greek people won't get a chance to vote on the European bailout plan after all. Prime Minister George Papandreou scrapped his controversial referendum on the debt deal today. ABC's Tom Rivers is at the G20 summit in Cannes, France.
Under intense pressure, two officials close to the Greek prime minister say the contentious bailout referendum has been scrapped. They say George Papandreou made the comments during an emergency cabinet meeting. One source says the prime minister will not resign and he'll await the outcome of Friday's no-confidence vote.
A Canadian soldier stationed at CFB Trenton is in hot water once again. Mario Desrochers has been charged with possessing child pornography just 3 days after he pleaded guilty to disgraceful conduct. Desrochers was demoted to private and fined $2,000 after the court-martial ruling. He is employed as an assistant air coordinator and has been in the military for 20 years. Abdullah Kadar will not be heading to Guantanamo Bay anytime soon. The Supreme Court of Canada denied the federal government's appeal to hear Kadar's extradition case today. The appeal was Ottawa's latest attempt to have Kadar extradited. The Ontario Superior Court and Court of Appeal both shot down the proposal last year. The court ruled that Kadar was mistreated by the Americans while being detained for 14 months in Pakistan. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Harrison Perkins with sports.
Well, Belleville's Cindy Niels is having quite the season so far. Niels is in her first year at McMaster University on the rugby team in Hamilton. On Wednesday, she was named the Canadian Inter-University Sport Rugby Rookie of the Year. She is the first ever McMaster player to receive the award. Earlier this season, Niels was named the OUA All-Star Team Plus. She won the OUA Rugby Rookie Award. The Napanee Raiders visit the Picton Pirates tonight. Puck drop is at 7:30. The Pee Wee Bantam Shriners Tournament begins tomorrow at the Yardman Arena. Everyone is welcome to the free event, which begins tomorrow morning at 9, with opening ceremonies taking place at 12. Five of Belleville's Junior Bulls teams will be taking part in the tournament, which benefits Shriners Children's Hospitals. CASA AA Boys Soccer is taking place at Sills Park and Bayside Secondary School today. The Nicholson Crusaders represented both senior and junior competition, while PECI and Bayside round out the local contingent. The Kawartha region was represented by Peterborough's Holy Cross Hurricanes and Port Hope had both junior and senior teams. The junior final match took place at 1, while the senior final will happen in about 25 minutes. Both finals are happening at Bayside Secondary. Looking at tonight's NHL schedule, the Jets and the Islanders face off, and the Leafs square off against Columbus. Those are 2 out of 5 games lined up for tonight. That's sports. Here's Tim Baer with 91X weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, wind becoming northwest 20 kilometers an hour this afternoon, the high 12. Tonight, clearing this evening, the low minus 3. Friday, sunny, wind becoming northeast 20 kilometers an hour late in the evening, the high 8. It's 13 degrees. I'm Tim Baer with Harrison Perkins. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.